Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, February 11th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. Leading off today, Apple has added a new toggle to the top of the subscriptions page in the Settings app on iPhone and iPad. By toggling this switch, users can choose not to receive email notifications every time a recurring in-app purchase is charged. This is a small feature addition, but one that may be welcomed by Apple users who have a lot of different subscriptions. The default behavior is that Apple sends you a notification every time a subscription is charged to your account. For example, if you subscribe to Apple Arcade for $5 per month, you receive one email receipt for the first time you sign up, and another email receipt every month after that. To opt out of email receipts for subscriptions, open the Settings app on your iPhone or iPad, tap your Apple ID account at the top of the page, tap the Subscriptions button, and switch the toggle that says Receive Renewal Receipts from on to off. The setting will apply to active Apple subscriptions and any third-party subscriptions you have through in-app purchases. But regardless of whether you have this setting on or off, you can always view your full Apple transaction history in the Apple ID settings of the Settings app. In other news, Adobe has rolled out some notable improvements for Apple users of Lightroom on the iPad and Mac, as well as Adobe XD on the Mac. Adobe XD on the Mac now supports Apple's Voice Control Accessibility feature, which allows users to interact with their Mac using just their voice. In Adobe XD, there's enhanced labeling of features in the interface. Adobe says you'll be able to access all of the core features of the app, including prototyping interactions in prototype mode using Apple's Voice Control platform. Voice Control can be configured to create custom commands for quick access to menu items like grouping selected objects and converting them into each component. Meanwhile, Lightroom for iPad now supports split-view multitasking, allowing you to use Lightroom alongside another application at the same time. For Lightroom on iPhone and iPad, the Learn and Discover sections have been redesigned with a new two-column view that provides more information, while the Mac has added new export options. 9 to 5 Mac's Michael Stieber has all of the details on Adobe's new updates for iPhone, iPad, and Mac at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. The new Flash by Charge ASAP is an upcoming 150-watt USB-C power bank with 100-watt power delivery. The Flash includes two USB-A ports, one at 40 watts and the other at 18 watts, as well as a USB-C port with a full 100-watt power delivery. The company also plans to offer Qi and Apple Watch wireless charging capabilities with a built-in wireless charging pad. You can pre-order the Flash by Charge ASAP now for $139, which is nearly half off its expected retail price. And this month, we're giving away an iPhone 11 to one lucky 9 to 5 Mac reader alongside the launch of the Charge ASAP Flash. You can pre-order and enter our iPhone 11 giveaway at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Charge ASAP for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. It's been a long time coming, but the merger between T-Mobile and Sprint is finally nearing completion. The deal had already received approval from the Department of Justice as well as the FCC, but one major hurdle was in the way. A lawsuit from 13 states and the District of Columbia that was seeking to block the deal completely. But today, the judge presiding over that lawsuit officially gave the go-ahead to the $26 billion deal. The two carriers still need to get approval from the California Public Utilities Commission, but that's not expected to be an issue, so the deal is essentially all but finalized. In their lawsuit, the states argued that a merger between Sprint and T-Mobile would reduce competition and lead to higher prices for customers. But both T-Mobile and Sprint promised that new T-Mobile prices would be the same or better for at least 3 years following the merger. The states were particularly concerned about the impact on lower-income individuals. Sprint and T-Mobile are generally the two more affordable carriers in the United States, especially when compared to Verizon and AT&T. But the judge in the case didn't see it that way, and especially emphasized in his decision that without a merger with T-Mobile, Sprint would have no sustainable business model for the long term. So now that the lawsuit from the states has been settled, the merger can officially move forward, and we expect more details from both of the companies soon. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include our full roundup of what to expect from this year's iPad Pro update. Apple has also released the first public betas of iOS 13.4, iPadOS 13.4, tvOS 13.4, and macOS 10.15.4. We've got all of the details on those updates at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.